Good morning. I'm Debbie Holmes on 89.7 NPR News. While insurance adjusters continue their sweep of Houston after Hurricane Harvey, Ohioans may wonder how much coverage they need to buy in case of a major flood storm. With me to talk about that is Dean Fidel with the Ohio Insurance Institute. Thanks for talking with me.
Thanks for having me.
We have seen the hurricane stories in recent weeks and all of the flooding that followed. And in our area, there was a major rainstorm that occurred in late July. Now, we may not need hurricane coverage, but how much insurance does a homeowner need to maintain to protect their property from a storm?
Well, I think it's important that consumers know that there's no coverage for flooding in a standard homeowner's or renter's insurance policies or in most commercial property insurance policies, but coverage is available in a separate policy from the National Flood Insurance Program. And
is that when your home is in a floodplain? Are you talking about that specifically?
That is correct. The federal flood insurance is only available where local governments have adopted the adequate floodplain management regulations, and it has been designated as a floodplain area by the National Flood Insurance Program.
So if there is a major rainstorm and you get water inside of your home, how can you get coverage then?
You should contact the National Flood Insurance Program. They have a website and a toll-free number. And in addition, you should check with your insurance agent and or your insurance company, especially if you have a finished basement. There is additional coverage you can add onto your policy that will cover you for various stormwater incidents.
What is that coverage called?
It's an addendum to your existing coverage. It's called something different depending upon the insurer, but it's basically stormwater damage coverage in addition to what your standard homeowner's or renter's insurance policy would provide.
Does that cover then for a sewage backup or a sump pump malfunction?
Yes, there would. In many cases, the coverage does apply in those circumstances.
How much more does this coverage cost than on average?
It varies. For the additional coverage on your policy for the stormwater backup, it depends on how much your home is worth and how much you're covering, but it's relatively inexpensive. It's not a large percentage of what your total premium would be.
What should a homeowner take into consideration before getting additional coverage that would cover floods?
Well, unfortunately, people tend to underestimate the risk of flooding, and therefore not a lot of people purchase the coverage. But you should look and see where your home or your residence resides at, and they have the maps on the website at the National Flood Insurance Program.
I have been talking with Dean Fidel with the Ohio Insurance Institute about insurance protection for homes during storms. Thank you.
Thank you.